sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. The Red Pill Expo is coming to Hartford, Connecticut this weekend, June 7th through the 9th, at the Hartford XL Center. The website for the Red Pill Expo is redpillexpo.org. And I'm joined in the show today by three people who are connected to the Red Pill Expo. And they are Imani Mamalushin, one of the event organizers. She's a University of Hartford alumni, a mother, an activist, and entrepreneur. She ran a documentary film series for 10 years at her organic cafe, The Alchemy, that was in Hartford's South End. We're also joined by Richard Grove, who is a Hartford-based producer, author, and online entrepreneur who creates epic long-form interviews on education and history. His Peace Revolution podcast can be found at tragedyandhope.com. And our third esteemed guest is G. Edward Griffin. He's a writer, documentary film producer, and founder of Freedom Force International. He's listed in Who's Who in America, and he's the author of the book The Creature from Jekyll Island, which is about the Federal Reserve. Imani Mamalushin, Richard Grove, and G. Edward Griffin, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for inviting us.
Nice to be here.
So you have a Red Pill Expo in Hartford, which I was very excited to hear about was going to be here this coming weekend, June 7th through the 9th. Imani, why don't you start by telling us why it's here in Hartford? How'd that happen? What's it all about?
Yeah, sure. So I actually am here in Hartford, been a resident for longer than I ever imagined, probably over 30 years. I actually went to University of Hartford back in the day. And I met Ed at the last Red Pill Expo. And this is an event that travels from city to city. And so this is the first time that it's actually come on the East Coast. This is the third year that Red Pill is happening. But most of the events that Freedom Force and Red Pill does are on the West Coast. And so stepping in as organizer this year, I thought it would be the perfect opportunity to bring this incredible event to the East Coast, because I know that we have a lot of people here that are equally interested in the Red Pill topics, you being one of them. And I thought it would be a great opportunity to really bring together our community and with the global community on some of these shared topics that we're all interested in, and was leveraging that opportunity to bring it to Hartford so that people could have access. So I did get a lot of positive feedback of people really actually in shock that we're bringing it to Hartford. So it's the opportunity to seize, because it's not going to happen again anytime soon, not to this scope and scale. And so really want to encourage everybody to take advantage of having so many incredible thought leaders, so many whistleblowers, so many visionaries in the same room at the same time, and definitely break down how that event flows. But it's just going to be a wealth of information. Of course, we are thrilled to bring G. Edward Griffin, the founder of the Red Pill Expo and the Red Pill University, to Hartford and to the East Coast, because it's easily accessible from a lot of different places, as we know in New England.
Right, and we don't get these kind of great events that frequently here, so I appreciate your work and efforts in bringing it here. And Ed, maybe you can tell us the significance of the name Red Pill and tell us a little bit about the expo and the university.
Oh, yeah, I'd be glad to do that. But first of all, I think that I need to explain to everybody, I'm a crusader. My crusader gene kicked in when I was a young guy. I'm still in my 20s. Prior to that, I had no interest in world affairs or anything outside of my little self. But suddenly, I don't know what happened. I guess it was just part of like growing. And all of a sudden, I became concerned with what was going on in the world. And I found, to my amazement, that I really had this desire to do something about it, not just know about it, but to actually, I could bring about change. I could change this. I could make it a better world. And it kind of surprised me, but it was so strong that I had to follow my instincts. And so that's been my path ever since then. Back in 1960 is when that crusader gene started to vibrate. And so now the Red Pill Expo is just the end product of that long period of time of evolving into different ways of making change and bringing awareness to people. And so, you know, I think by now most people are familiar with the origin of the phrase "take the red pill." It comes from that sci-fi movie 20 years ago. It was released called The Matrix, and you know, the idea that the humans are captive by machines, and their brains are being tapped, and everything that they think they're doing is all an illusion. It's that they're actually in a vat of liquid. Their brains are wired up, their bodies are wired up, everything is in their minds. And they think they're leading normal lives, but nope, they're in a vat. And so some of the humans broke out of the vat, and they're trying to help their fellow humans escape the matrix and see life the way it really is and become experienced living for a change instead of imagining. So I thought it was a great analogy to what's really happening in the world today, because in my view at least, it seems to me that just about every important aspect of our lives, the more important it is, the more likely it is that we're living in an illusion about that area of our lives. We're told things that just aren't true. And the first time I really woke up to that is when I started to become interested in the Federal Reserve System. As many of your people may know, I wrote the book on that called The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve. And you talk about a red pill. I mean, I thought the Federal Reserve was a government agency. I really did.
Yeah, I did
and
too.
I imagine most people still do.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea. It was a banking cartel. No different than a banana cartel or an oil cartel. It just happened to be a banking cartel, and it wasn't formed by the government. The government was bought by the money from the banks, and they passed a law that made it illegal for anybody to go against the will of the cartel. And so since they can throw us into prison if we don't follow the directions of the cartel, everybody thinks that, well, who can throw you into prison? Only government. So therefore, it must be a government agency. Well, anyway, I just gave that as a quick example. And after I cracked the first red pill, or the first illusion, I should say, I started looking around, and I found illusions everywhere, like in healthcare, in the political system, in the educational system, in the media, everywhere. And these are important areas of our lives. They affect our future. So anyway, as I said, my crusader gene starts vibrating even harder at this point, and so we decided to put on the Red Pill Expo. And it was an experiment. Didn't know if it would work. I thought people might think it was kind of frivolous and kind of silly. We have serious things to talk about, you know. But no, it adds a certain element almost of humor to it. It's not really humor, but it's a lighter approach to talk about illusions versus reality. Much easier to talk about those things than, oh, did you know our country's going to hell in a handbasket or something like that? So it worked, and this is our third expo. We've got a great lineup of speakers, and I think that's probably all I need to say and let somebody else talk about specifics, but that's what the Red Pill Expo is all about.
Okay, could you just briefly tell us about the Red Pill University? What is that?
Well, the Red Pill University, in a phrase, is the Red Pill Expo 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. It's all year long. We were so delighted with our first expo back in 2017. We came out of there thinking, we can't just hang this up for 12 months and do it just once a year. How do we extend this thing all year long? So out of that came the idea of the Red Pill University, which is basically an online endeavor, but we're building local campuses also in all local communities.
Wow.
So it becomes really, really live now. These are boots on the ground, and it's really an exciting thing. But that's the university. It's a means of taking the Red Pill Expo to the next step. It's one thing to know about illusions and reality, and it's one thing to know about the matrix, but how do you break out of the matrix? You've got to do battle with it, and that's where the university comes into play.
Okay, great. Thank you. Now, Richard Grove, you're a local person here in the Hartford area, and you're going to be speaking at the Red Pill Expo. Could you tell us a bit about what you'll be discussing?
Oh, yeah, I can. I live here in Hartford. My wife's family's from Hartford, so I've lived here for about 15 years now. And the Red Pill Expo is really, anybody can talk about the problems. There's a lot of people in the world talk about the problems. You can turn on the media or go to YouTube. A lot of people talking about the problems and doing nothing else. The Red Pill is for people who want to take those problems and turn them into the solutions, to remove those splinters in the mind where you just wonder about these topics and you learn how to take action on them. The idea is about freedom. It's not just benefits. There's also responsibilities, and the responsibilities that need to be upheld start with knowledge, understanding, and wisdom in our actions. So that's what the conference in my mind really is about, just everything that Ed said, plus the fact that people are getting educated. They're exposing themselves to bigger ideas than what they had the weekend before, and they're going to learn and go back and study. So it's not just a one or two days together of a conference. There's a learning experience that continues after the conference. Part of what I'm speaking about this year is Well, the fact that the schooling system produces subpar results for most everybody, no matter how hard they try, they end up spending a lot of time and money going through a system that indoctrinates them, doesn't really prepare them to survive and thrive in life, and it leaves people with a degree, which is learning how to do one thing, a big bill, a pile of debt, but it doesn't really give them the access to the future that they'd like for themselves. So part of what I'm presenting is the history. There's some substantial history. There's a congressional report from 1952 to 54 called the Dodd Report. The Reese Committee was the investigation. I first learned about this because Ed Griffin interviewed the whistleblower who was the director of research for that commission. So part of what I'm going to present on is there are very incendiary quotes in that report, but I think the American public never saw these quotes. And the ill effect of what was going on, what was being planned for people's future, and that's not freedom when other people plan your future. That's not freedom. It's still going on today. So part of it, and part of what I do, is make these artifacts visible, explain them to people, give them cheat sheets so that they can understand them and leverage this knowledge in their lives, but also teach them how to outgrow these problems. Because the problems are going to continue to mount and get bigger and bigger. And our only choice is to start methodically learning new skills that help us rise above the average out there. Because the half measures that are taken to give people schooling and prepare them, it's not adequate for people to survive and thrive, to maintain, attain, and retain happiness. And I think people deserve better than that. And there are ways to do it, and it's not that hard. For the past 17 weeks, I've been teaching a class of 200 students and teaching them these life skills and economic self-reliance principles. And it's amazing what you can learn in about one semester for very, very little, as opposed to going to 4 to 7 years now it takes some people to graduate. So yeah. That's basically the gist, the preview of what I'm speaking about this weekend.
And where do you teach your classes?
I teach them online, so there's an online lecture portion, but there's also a dynamic learning environment, and that really is what's different than other courses. It gives the students a sense of community. They get to interact and thrive from each other's participation, and it's called getautonomy.info.
Getautonomy.info. Okay, that sounds really interesting. I might join that.
Yeah, I might jump in on that. Richard made an extremely important point about the failure of the educational system. And my own view is that it's not really a failure. It's just that their goals are not what we thought they were. Their goals really are to dumb most people down and make them passive, cooperative, obedient servants of the state. And in that sense, if you understand their real goal, they're not a failure at all. They're quite successful in that. But to us, we say, oh, gee, they're failing to teach kids how to live independent and fulfilling lives. And in that case, it's true. But my reason for jumping in is that the very first program on the Red Pill Expo starting on Friday might be of interest to most people, or many people at least. Robert Kiyosaki and I are teaming up. Now, Robert's name should be familiar to most people because he wrote the book series Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and it's the best-selling financial advisory book of all time. It's sold millions and millions and millions of copies around the world. He's a very famous guy, and you'll know why when you hear him speak. Anyway, we've teamed up, and we're going to do a two-hour presentation called A High School Course on Money That They Don't Teach in High School. And that's the crux of what Richard is talking about. They don't teach these things in school, so we're going to have a try at it. The first hour will be mine, and I'll be talking about what they don't teach about money. And Robert will have the second half, and he'll talk about what they don't teach about wealth. And a lot of people think that, well, what's the difference between wealth and money? If you have a lot of money, you've got wealth, right? And that's not quite true. And that's the reason people in affluent society like ours can go through a lifetime and earn millions and millions of dollars over a lifetime, and they come to the end of the line and they're broke. How is that possible? It's because they don't understand the difference between money and wealth. They made a lot of money, but they weren't able to keep it. They weren't able to put it to work for them. They couldn't have it when they needed it, and they stopped working. So anyway, just to give you an idea, that's what the Red Pill is all about, is to not only say, yeah, the educational system is failing or succeeding, depending on your point of view, but let's do something about it. Let's shed some light on it, and let's find out what it should be teaching.
I also see that you have Richard Gage speaking on Sunday, the architect who's founded Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. And he's going to be speaking here Sunday evening after that event, so I'll be telling people more about that later. You also are starting out the program, I saw on Friday, with a film called The 5G Apocalypse, and I think that's really important. Does anyone want to speak to that for a moment and why you chose that?
I can definitely speak to that. This is Imani. So we're really excited. This is one of the hot red pill topics of the year, along with vaccinations and Dell Bigtree that will be there. But this is a really big topic that a lot of people aren't quite aware of. It's not on the radar yet. You know, we've been talking about geoengineering, what's happening in our skies, and chemtrails, weather modification. And we've also been really heightened with the vaccine issue. And a lot of these actually relate significantly to the 5G issue. And so we're covering it in two parts. One, we're starting off with a film, which is 5G the Apocalypse, and that was produced by Sasha Stone. And he'll actually be kind of Skyped in for a few minutes because they have an event coming up in a few weeks. So he's the producer, brought together a lot of the experts that are coming out on this really important issue. And so we're going to be kicking it off with that film. If you can't make it or you're not there for that beginning part, I highly recommend that you watch it. And also after that, we'll be bringing on Claudia, who is from Cabin Talk, who will be pulling together that 5G issue along with the vaccinations and the geoengineering, sort of on what's happening on this attack on humanity right now, because that's really what we're talking about. How is this breaking down physically our bodies with these poisons through the heavy metals in the sky, the vaccines that are going into our bodies, and the 5G, which is the invisible toxin that many people aren't quite aware of. So we're going to be addressing that. And then at the end of the weekend, we have In Power. We have Cal speaking about what we can actually do about it. So the red pill is not just about outlining all the problems, but also coming together with solutions. And it's an opportunity to bring people together to be inspired and have a sense of hope. We want people to leave feeling empowered, not feeling like, you know, the world's against us and there's nothing that we can do. I think Ed mentioned that in the beginning, you know, his motivation to really bring people together, which is why I showed up to participate in the Red Pills, because we do believe that we have the power and we have the solutions. And when we come together in these kinds of environments, that's when we can tap into that collective potential of the information that we all can bring. So we have so many experts bringing together the pieces that they focus on of this red pill matrix. And then when you put that whole tapestry together and weave it all into one big picture, it's starting to make a lot of sense. And I think 5G is a big part of that conversation.
Yeah, I'm really glad you're having that film. And I also see that you had mentioned Dell Bigtree being there to talk about vaccines. And I can't tell you how many of my coworkers, family, friends think I'm crazy when I question vaccines. And so I'm hoping that people who will at least go to hear him, even if you, you know, have an open mind. I think on your website for the Red Pill Expo, it talks about having an open mind. And so I hope people will come and listen to that about vaccines with Dell Bigtree and have an open mind, because he has a lot of interesting facts there that might surprise people. So,
well, it's quite a polarizing issue, right? And even within our own community. And so I've experienced the same thing, Cheryl. It's pretty amazing. And I think Dell is the person to deliver the facts. It's a powerful message, and, you know, he came at it from a standpoint of being a research journalist, and actually Rich just did a fantastic interview with him, and that's just a taste, a teaser of what's to come. I think, Rich, I mean, that interview that you did, I mean, Dell's a force to be reckoned with, for sure, and he's really the mover and shaker. I mean, we talk about him a lot, and a lot of people are coming to hear him. He was in Connecticut last year, and he's coming back, but you know, this is a big hot topic right here in Connecticut within our own legislation. So there's going to be a lot of anti-vax people there, because we need to mobilize and feel supported and not feel like we're crazy. Because even in issues that I agree with people, that issue is a divisive issue. So I think it's going to be, again, one of the top topics that people are coming to hear. But that interview that we just did, Rich, where can people find that? Because that was powerful.
Where I published it was YouTube, so it's youtube.com/tragedyandhopemag, because it used to be a magazine.
You might jump in there, too, and say that as soon as we can, right after the expo, we'll be trying to get as many of these excellent presentations like that as possible into the university archives. So we'll have a sort of a one place that you can go and find everything like that without having to wonder what's the email or what's the web address, all in one place. Not that it won't be elsewhere too. We certainly don't want a monopoly. We want these messages everywhere. But we're hoping to build what will soon become the world's largest repository of information like this. And that interview with Dell and plus hundreds of others like it will be at the university. And that's one of the functions of the university.
And what is the website for the university?
Actually, I was going to say, if I can just pop in and give a little more information on the Red Pill University. So if people cannot attend, it won't be live streamed. We will be doing some Facebook Live teasers on throughout the day on the Red Pill Facebook page. But if you can attend, you can become and enroll in the Red Pill University for just $25 a month and get access to all of the archives from the 2019 Red Pill Expo so that every speaker that's going to be there this weekend will be available for rewatch. So even if you come to the event, we want you to enroll in the university. But like Ed said, there's going to be several bonus materials. We have Max Egan, we have James Corbett, we have the interview with Dell and others, and sort of some backstage kinds of film that we'll be doing. We'll be doing sort of a behind the scenes throughout the weekend. So all of that content will be loaded up onto the Red Pill University so that people can have access. We have an incredible independent media team, groups, many coming, Dan Dix, Josh Sigerson, World Alternative Media, obviously Tragedy and Hope. We have State of Anarchy. They'll all be there recording interviews and these behind-the-scenes footage that will all be up on the Red Pill University. So to get to that, it's redpilluniversity.org/enroll RPU. So it's redpilluniversity.org/enroll RPU, and that will get you to the page where you can actually enroll in the university. And as soon as we get them up after the event, you'll be able to have access to the speakers and more.
Okay, great. Did I hear you say James Corbett will be here this weekend?
No, he's part of the bonus videos that we have coming in. So he's doing a special video just for us.
Yeah, we tried our best to get James to come, but I guess Japan is a pretty far trip to make.
Yeah, that's a big trip. Yeah.
We decided we're going to take Ed to Japan. We're going to Japan next year. The next Red Pill will be in Vancouver, and then we will be heading over to Japan because Ed hasn't seen Japan yet, and that's going to happen. No. So that's on the list.
All right, great. Good to hear. Okay, and so if someone could just walk us through the weekend, when does the program start? It starts on Friday, June 7th. At what time?
Sure. So the event starts on Friday. Registration is at 11 a.m. We start showing the 5G apocalypse at noon. And then after that, we will be going throughout the day. The evening ends with Robert Kiyosaki and J. Edward Griffin. And then we start early Saturday morning. There is availability for one day pass only on Saturday. Saturday 1st, Dell is on the stage at 8:30. Registration opens at 7 a.m. We end in the evening with a Saturday evening banquet. Then we start again on Sunday. So Sunday is that whole day from 8:30 to 6 p.m. So that would be that. And you can go and register at www.redpillexpo.org. Tickets are still available. So if you want to come in, yeah, just go onto the website and make sure you get there. It's going to be at the Excel Center in downtown Hartford.
And again, it's this coming weekend, June 7th to the 9th, at the Excel Center in downtown Hartford. And again, the website is redpillexpo.org. And Richard Grove, could you tell the listeners how to get to your website?
All right, so my website is tragedyandhope.com. It's named after a soon-to-be-famous history book by a Georgetown professor. And the Excel Center is an excellent venue downtown. It's very classy, and it's easy for people to get to and find. So I look forward to seeing people there.
Okay, great. Thanks. And Imani, how about you? Is there a website that you would like to direct people to for your own?
No, right now we just want people to go to redpillexpo.org. That would be great.
Okay.
Hope to see everybody this weekend.
Okay, great. And Ed, you have a website. Maybe you want to tell us what that is?
Well, yes, I kind of agree with Imani that the focus should be on the Red Pill Expo. But anyway, I'm all over the Internet, but I do have several websites. I guess the most important one would be if you want to find out what's going on inside of our brains, our think tank website is called freedomforceinternational.org. That's the motivation, the ideological gyroscope, that's the strategy, everything is there. We have nothing to sell there except ideas, but that's freedomforceinternational.org. And of course, when we have a commercial site too. We get lots of books and recordings for sale, and that's realityzone.com. But the real emphasis now is redpillexpo.org, because if you get there, or at least get on the mailing list if you can't go. Just get on the mailing list. You'll be tuned in and informed of everything that's going on from here on out.
Right. And again, it's a unique opportunity. It won't be in Hartford for many, many years to come, if ever again. So this is the time to go and see it.
Absolutely.
And is there anything that any of you would like to share with the listeners that we haven't already discussed?
I think we've covered it. I just think people need to get there. This is an incredible opportunity that's not, like you said, going to happen anytime soon.
And so now, who will come to the Red Pill Expo? The 3% of the population who really want to make a difference in the world, that feel that personal responsibility, not only to know about things, not only to know how bad things are, but they have this what I keep calling the crusader gene. 3% of the people have got this instinctive desire to want to do something about it. And those are the people who will come. And of course, not all 3% can make it because they're not physically present. So it'll be from that group, however. And when they come, they're going to find that there's an instant bond between them all because they all have the same perspective. It's an amazing thing to see that people come from all around the world, literally, certainly from all over the country. They come from different cultures, different religions, different races, different educational levels, different economic status, different lifestyles. You think, what do they have in common? But they come together and it's amazing to see it happen. You can talk to somebody for less than a minute, and all of a sudden you think, gosh, I've known this person all my life. And you become, it's almost instant friendship because you all of us have that same desire to break free from the matrix, to be free as individuals, to realize the full human potential. And that is the common bond that drives all of these people, and those are the ones who will come to the expo.
Well, thank you very much for joining me. I really appreciate all you're doing to make this Red Pill Expo happen.
Well, thanks for inviting
me.
I'll see you there.
Yes, I'll look forward to meeting
you
all on Friday. Okay. And again, you were just listening to an interview with Imani Mamelushin, Richard Grove, and G. Edward Griffin discussing the Red Pill Expo coming to Hartford, Connecticut this weekend, June 7th through the 9th at the XL Center, which is at 1 Civic Center Plaza and Trumbull Street in downtown Hartford. It's where the old Civic Center used to be. And now we'll hear a short clip of Del Bigtree, the producer of the film Vaxxed and a speaker at the Red Pill Expo here in Hartford, June 7th through the 9th. He attended the 2018 Red Pill Expo and is discussing here why you should attend the Red Pill Expo this coming weekend here in Hartford. This is from an interview with Josh Sarensen of World Alternative Media. And here he is, Del Bigtree.
What I would say is it was my first time ever going to the Red Pill. Usually I speak at chiropractic conventions and health conventions. What was unique about Red Pill was it's all about freedom. All the different, it had so much variety to the discussions that were happening and the stage of powerful speakers, whether it was from financing to gun rights to land rights. And obviously I focus on vaccines and the dangers of vaccines and the government cover-up and the takeover of our bodies. And what's so fantastic is you start to triangulate at Red Pill. You know, every one of us can be so focused on what we're doing and we think it's the biggest issue, but what you start seeing is this pattern. Red Pill shows you the pattern because you've got these amazing speakers that are laying out their specific issue, and when you start to just take that step back and look at it from above, you say, this is a play. This is the same playbook over and over again, and it actually teaches you how to start looking at things so that you can read it yourself. When you leave Red Pill, you have a new understanding and a new logic and a new ability to read a situation and say, this is just like those five speakers, those things that I really thought were spectacular, Red Pill, this is what's happening here and I'm going to do something about it.
So there you have it. The Red Pill Expo is coming to Hartford June 7th through the 9th. I encourage you to check it out. Their website again is redpillexpo.org. And as mentioned earlier in the show, architect Richard Gage will be speaking about 9/11 at the Red Pill Expo. And on Sunday evening, he'll also be speaking here at the University of Hartford as part of our Progressive Film and Speaker Night. And I recently learned that he'll be joined by David Meiswinkel and Mick Harrison of the Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry to discuss the two legal actions they've initiated. There's the grand jury investigation in New York City into 9/11, and then a newly started lawsuit against the FBI for withholding 9/11 evidence. So please join us on Sunday, June 9th at 7:30 p.m. in the Auerbach Auditorium in Hillier Hall on the campus of the University of Hartford. Please park in Lot B and join us for this great evening with these three amazing people. This concludes this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. Thanks for listening.